Tayo, thanks so much for stopping by. It's been a great start to the season for you and your team. How important was it for this group to start the season this strong?
I think it's very important. We lost a lot of people last year, so having a strong start like this will set an example for the rest of the season.
Well, these first two wins were about as good as it gets, because you get the W against Elmira Notre Dame, who's obviously always a really, really good team within the IAC, and then you take down Newark Valley, and that was a really great game too. So what worked for you and the rest of the defense to have a couple of clean sheets out there to start the season with a pair of victories?
Starting the year, I was willing to play, but we also had a new goalie coach, Bill Stanbro, come in to help us train, and he's been great so far. He's really improved my technique and my positioning. Positioning was a big part of it, just staying on my line and eating up the shots that came to me.
And then the game against Newark Valley, your head coach Laszlo Engel said that you were such a difference maker in that contest. Why do you think that was the case? What made you have such a strong game against the Cardinals?
Well, there were a lot of breakaways, and that came down to technique as well. Coming out slowly and holding my ground, not being too aggressive so they couldn't touch it around me. Just waiting for a mistake, really, and that made the difference.
You mentioned how there's been a lot of turnover since last season, losing a lot of players, and some of them over these last few years have even gone on to play college soccer. So obviously the talent keeps getting pumped out over there at Dryden. So how do you feel this year, a little bit older, and what your leadership roles are with this soccer team?
I feel pretty good about it. It's fun to finally be in the driver's seat, so to speak, to actually help the team, lead them, and lead them to victories, hopefully.
I love it. We're with High OIs here on BTL, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. Recorded a pair of shutouts in goal between Notre Dame and Newark Valley, turning away 11 shots in the combined contest against those teams. How do you feel like your game between the pipes has maybe elevated this year compared to where you were a season ago?
Oh, last season I actually played one game in goal because we had two other varsity goalies who were both seniors. So this year I finally get to play my position, and it's nice. I'm a lot more comfortable in goal than on D, but then my experience with playing defense also helps me run the defense from goal, and that's really helped me out this year because we have a newer defense.
Totally get that. I'm wondering what you would say your leadership style is. You mentioned, you know, you're in the driver's seat this year, and obviously, you know, guys who are in goal have different mindsets and in different ways of communicating with the team, spreading the message, this, that, and the other. Like, how would you describe yourself as a leader, if you have an idea about that?
On the field, I tend to be very assertive because I have the different vantage point. I can see everything from the back of the field, and I can direct people. I just let them know what they don't see and what I see from my point of view.
You know, Dryden is obviously such a rich historical team within the IAC, always contending for division titles, always trying to make runs at sectional titles, and this is something that dates back to even, you know, a decade and a half or half ago or so. Why do you think that is? What makes Dryden soccer so good and so successful game in and game out in every season, you think?
We have a very well-built program here. Like, I started playing soccer maybe 6 years old in Sertoma soccer. So every player, if they stick with it, they just get developed from day one to be better and better. And by the time they hit varsity, most of us are great players.
That's awesome. That's great to hear, and that's certainly the case. We're with High OIs here on VTL from the Dryden Boys soccer team. Recorded a pair of shutouts between the pipes for the Purple Lions in wins against Elmira Notre Dame and Newark Valley. What do you think in terms of X's and O's that it's going to take for this team to really contend and make a deep postseason run?
So far we've had great defense. We have a very solid back line. But we've had lots of opportunities up front, but our shot placement hasn't been so great. Like, we just played a game against Whitby Point, and we had maybe 15 shots or so that were right at the other keeper. So if we learn to place those, we'll be scoring a lot more goals.
I get it. That's for sure. I'm wondering what sort of goals maybe you have set for yourself personally and what sort of team-oriented goals this program has set for this year. Anything come to mind?
Some personal goals are really just to focus on using proper technique, because I've noticed that when I lose that focus and I just start playing by heart, which is, it's a good thing to play by heart, but then I lose some of my edge and I can't play quite as well.
That's a great goal to have, no question about it. All right, well, Hio, before we let you run, we like to do a little something fun here, which is called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where we get to dive a little bit deeper into your personality, get to know you a little bit more. I get to learn about you. The listeners get to learn a little bit about you. And it's a really fun Q&A, if you will. You ready for these five random questions?
All right.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun with these. First question for you. What is your all-time favorite movie?
I like Avengers Endgame. I don't watch very many movies, but I watched it on a long flight. It kept me entertained. I had a good time.
That's excellent. Second question for you. Who is your all-time favorite band or artist or musician? Just the one thing you always want to listen to when it comes to music. Who is it and why?
I like AGR. They have very upbeat music, so it's a good mood for anything. Makes you happy.
There you go. I like that. Good choice. Third question for you here, and I hope to gosh you like pizza, because if you don't, this question is completely and totally ruined. But what is your go-to topping on a pizza?
Oh, I like pizza. I say black olive.
Really? That's the go-to?
Yeah, my dad loves black olive and green pepper pizza, so that's what I've grown up on. It's something I've picked up too.
It's passed down. How about that? All right. Fourth question for you. This is a little bit of a different one. Who is your least favorite professional sports team?
I don't know. I don't think I really have one. I don't follow professional sports that much.
There you go. All right. That's fair enough. Fair enough. And final and fifth question for you. What is the best part about being a student athlete over there at Dryden?
Everyone's part of the team. Like, whenever you join, there is kind of an instant camaraderie between everyone on the same team.
That's cool. That's a really cool answer. I like that. Well, Hio, it's been a great start to the season for you and the team, no question about it. We can't wait to see how the rest of the season unfolds for all of you. And obviously, it's been a great start to your campaign here as well. Congratulations for being our Athlete of the Week, and we'll see you down the road here soon, okay?
Thank you very much.